Is your business worth saving? Welcome to Business Rescue Roadmap, providing new approaches to your business, how to avoid pitfalls, and proven methods to take your business to the top. Save your business, rescue your life with your host and business coach, Stacy Tuschel.
Hey there, and welcome to the Business Rescue Roadmap, episode number 138. I'm your host, Stacy Tuschel, and on today's show, we have Judy Sway joining us. She is a writing coach and a spiritual guide for new moms to find themselves again and achieve publishing success. She's authored a highly reviewed book on Amazon, traveled around the world as a freelance writer, and is currently hosting writing retreats designed especially for intelligent women with wild hearts that you can participate in from anywhere. Most importantly, she's a mama to a sweet, precocious, and fun-loving little girl named Wilder Love Fox. Judy, welcome to the show. I'm so excited to talk to you today.
Hi, Stacy. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I gave a little glimpse at what you're doing. I would love for you to take us back, tell us that story of how this came to be, and just share with us a little bit more.
Sure. You know, I lived in what many people deem paradise. So I lived on Kauai in Hawaii, and that's where I met my husband. And within 2 weeks, we started talking about having a family. So we had this really romantic storybook beginning. And so at 3 weeks of being together, we decided to start trying to conceive. And by 4 weeks, I was pregnant. And so my daughter very much wanted to come into being. But my journey into motherhood was really, really challenging. I was sick for almost the entire pregnancy. And then afterwards, you know, we were living on an island. And so I had no idea that Hawaii was the most remote inhabited place in the world. It seems like it's very accessible because people take vacations there all the time, but you're literally on a rock in the middle of the ocean. So I definitely felt that sense of isolation that happens after you become a new mom for the first time. And it was really challenging for me to build that sense of community. And because I had my daughter when I was, you know, older, quote unquote, and I was 37, I think, when I conceived and gave birth. So it was a very challenging experience that I had no idea about because I totally lost my sense of identity. And I went from being a very independent, very successful freelance writer to suddenly becoming, you know, totally immersed in this motherhood journey. And so that was really, really difficult. And as I started opening up about it with other moms, I realized that so many women were going through similar challenges. So I wanted to take my yogic background. I'm an advanced yoga teacher. I'm also a Reiki holistic practitioner. So an energetic, healing practitioner. I wanted to combine all of those things into, and pretty much 20 years of professional writing expertise. I've been writing since I was in fourth grade, so it's much longer than that. but I wanted to combine all of those things and help women to find their identities again and to really thrive and to feel free to be precisely who they are now that they've become mamas. So that's how the business started.
So now tell us about your book that's on Amazon.
Yeah. So my book is called Meditations for Mamas, You Deserve to Feel Good. And one of the challenges that I found in real time with women is that we just wanted to maintain this illusion of perfection. We wanted to look perfect on the outside. We wanted to make it seem like our lives were fantastic, especially becoming new moms, because you're in this phase of your life where everyone expects you to be super, super happy. And I wanted to create a very real, raw, and honest experience. And given my professional expertise, and the most powerful writing that I do is sharing authentically. So I wrote this book with these personal essays, and then after you read the personal essay, there's an affirmation, and then there's a really quick guided meditation, and there's an audiobook version of it as well. And so I wanted to make it a very also quick read so that mamas could fit it into their days. So each practice is 5 minutes or less. The personal essays are 5 minutes or less. The affirmations and the meditations are 5 minutes or less.
And that part, because we are so busy. So it's just another thing. Okay, now we have to add this into our day. So I love that it's short and sweet.
Yeah, absolutely. And I wanted to encourage women to feel the sense of accomplishment, because the tiniest wins are the biggest deals when you become a new mom. And so, you know, even just being able to read one affirmation or one chapter or whatever it is, just taking a moment to breathe is so substantial and so significant.
And then tell us a little bit too. So you're a writer, all of a sudden now you're teaching it. So what made you decide, okay, I really want to help women do this? And what were the steps that you had to take to really kind of make that transition?
Yeah, I think that for anyone who, you know, is building a business, one of the key factors is to do something that you're passionate about, because like raising a child, that's kind of what your business becomes. So you want to make sure that it's something that you're really absolutely in love with. And writing is for me, like breathing. So I definitely wanted to tap into that. I also continued to have women reach out to me after they'd read an article that I had written, you know, whether it was a stranger from anywhere in the world or whether it was someone who was in my own personal network, people reaching out to me and saying, I wanted to write for a really long time. I don't know how to get started. I want to write a book or I want to publish articles. And so I just kind of followed that flow. And then also just realizing how powerful writing is as a healing methodology. So being able to get the story out of your physical self, being able to share it with someone, and then, you know, helping people find the words to express the things that are happening within themselves during this profound change in their lives. So combining all the things that I was passionate about, I also found a business coach because I knew that I needed someone outside of me to help guide me along the way. And so I totally believe in, you know, women hiring outside support to get them to where they want to go, because that objective perspective, just that sounding board is so valuable. And then just to find someone who's farther along the road than you are, even if it's just a few steps, is so valuable.
Yeah. And you know, that is absolutely the key. And recently I've been working with somebody, I have a couple different people that I have as experts that I can reach out to. And one of the people that I've been using is really just like just the tiniest bit ahead of me, but mm-hmm. it doesn't matter because she's so close to it. It's mm-hmm. almost like that is more beneficial sometimes because they remember exactly what they just did or how they just had this launch or what they had to do to make, you know, X, Y, and Z. So yeah, I agree with you. It's just find somebody who is doing what you want to do, and that it just, it goes so much smoother.
Yeah.
I'd rather spend a little bit of money to make a lot more money in the future.
Right. And I love what you said about that, finding people who are, you know, at the right points that you want to be at. Because I think that, you know, when I used to teach yoga classes or when I used to go to yoga classes regularly, I now have like a personal practice because, you know, you got to make it work with your schedule with a babe. Right. But but I remember always putting the teacher on a pedestal. And then I think that we do that even with the coaches that we work with as well. It's like, oh, they're so far ahead. I'm afraid or intimidated to ask this question. And
right.
so one of the
you
things
don't want to
that
sound
I,
stupid, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Especially if you are, you know, an intelligent woman and you've built your own career, but you're starting something new. So I really encourage the women that I work with to be as raw and real and honest as possible, because only in doing that are they going to get the most benefit from their personal lives as well as their professional lives.
Right. Well, and you have to understand too, those coaches, they're real people. They're going, they had already gone through those same problems and questions that you have had. It's just at a different stage. So mm-hmm. yeah, I agree. You have to be very vulnerable and be honest with your coach, because if you're not, you're going to miss out on so many key things that they could be helping you with.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that.
Now, I would love to know, Judy, what is one or two of your personal strengths that really just keep your business strong and successful?
You know, I think that building a tribe and finding the right people, asking the universe, allowing for that to come in. I think that it used to be in my previous life that I was very much, I enjoyed to control things. You know, I suffered from an eating disorder for over 15 years. So my whole life was about controlling every single element that I could. And only in realizing that the surrender was where my power was and where my power lies, that's helped me profoundly. So really being open to allow in, you know, the tribe and the experts and cultivating that. And I think that the other thing is just really showing up authentically. I think that I love this learning that every time you meet someone for the first time, what you're seeking within them is their vulnerability. But we've been conditioned as a culture and a society, that's the last thing that we want to show anyone, because it's seen as a sign of weakness. And so we're constantly seeking this connection, and yet we can't find it because we don't want to show up in that way. So in my showing up, it's allowed me to foster really quick, very deep connections with people where they've remembered me for years forward. I've had clients, writing clients, who reached out to me 5-10 years after we worked together because they just remembered me and remembered my energy and my presence. And that's just been such a beautiful process of really cultivating work and cultivating, you know, this ability to thrive in so many different ways.
Yeah. And now you have a Facebook group as well, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's called the Modern Mama Soul Tribe. And so, yeah.
With starting that, because a lot of people get intimidated on, you know, they see these big groups with hundreds of people and they go, well, I'm going to have like 4 people join in the first, you know, at the mm-hmm. first time. So any tips for growing that Facebook group? What have you been doing in there to keep that so strong?
Yeah, I mean, showing up and being present. If you are going to start a group, then, you know, your presence is going to be really valuable and it's going to make a big difference. So just showing up when another mom posts, I respond. I really try to provide different resources that are of value. And then also, you know, I had learned that it's really important to invite people to the group. So not just, you know, adding people, but inviting them, making it an experience that they want to become a part of. So I think that that's really important. And then really listening to the women in there. So, I mean, I have women in the group who are posting about natural holistic remedies for their kids, something, an emergency comes up and they need support, or just even sharing my own experience. When I was living in Idaho, I had this experience of not being sure if the interaction that I was having was something that could be seen as like this potential racist interaction. Mm-hmm. But because I expressed it and talked about it, I had all of these other women show up and tell me about their experiences. And through that, we were able to have a healthy discussion about how we want to raise our own children, because, you know, there's so many multicultural elements. My own daughter is half and half. So mm-hmm. I think just showing up, being present, being willing to be vulnerable, and then making it an experience that's enjoyable and of service. So, you know, not being the sole person in it who's interacting, but really encouraging that connection.
Yeah. And I think you have to understand too, I mean, nowadays Facebook groups are everywhere. I mean, it's overwhelming. Mm-hmm. How many can you participate in? I mean, me, I really have tons of Facebook groups, mm-hmm. but I really actively am participating in probably three. Mm-hmm. So you've got to be careful too, that you don't want to be just putting out the same old Facebook group that everybody's right. doing. You've got to make sure that yours is unique, that there is some authenticity in there. And if people are coming there for you, like you said, you better be showing up.
Well, and I love that you say that, because isn't that what we want, you know, in throughout our lives? We mm-hmm. genuinely want to show up authentically as ourselves. And by doing that, you give other people permission to do the same, and you will attract your tribe to you, because they'll see you, and no one else in the world is going to show up the way that you do. So I think that that's really valuable.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I always ask if there is a financial lesson that you've learned along the way. You know, we're spending money left and right in our business, but sometimes we don't spend it as wisely as we should be. So mm-hmm. I would love to know, over the years, has there been something where, looking back, you wish you wouldn't have done what you did?
Yeah, you know, very early on when I was launching my yoga private teaching business, I hired a coach that viscerally I felt this was not the right person for me. I just okay. knew it.
Yeah.
But then I didn't really, you know who else to turn to. And I had a friend who'd worked with him who has a lot of success. And so I just kind of negated what I intuitively knew and then went along with it. And it was just the worst. It was like not a good, you know, investment of money. Thankfully, eventually I did find another coach that I really resonated with who was substantially more expensive. But when I talked to him about this experience, he told me, you know, his own experience of realizing that the same thing happened to him. For him, it was a costly mistake. It was like $6,000 when he invested it. And he realized, you know, I'm just going to see it as this $6,000 investment in my own learning. That lesson that I had to learn in a, you know, quote unquote negative way was really valuable, because there's a lesson that he's taken throughout everything else. And so it was the same for me. It was, you know, really trust your intuition, because, you know, even if your intellectual mind doesn't understand it, your heart and your gut knows.
Yeah, I agree. And I think it just about it, like you said, about anything. This could be about, you know, purchasing that new software program that mm-hmm. just came out, or another online course, or anything. You can just feel it in your gut. And it's got to be something where it feels right. You resonate with that person or that product or program, and it feels in line with what you're doing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, great story. Well, before we move on, I just want to take a quick moment and thank one of our sponsors.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Audible is my go-to audiobook tool of choice, and I listen to my Audible app every day. Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/businessrescueroadmap. Again, that's audibletrial.com/businessrescueroadmap for your free audiobook today.
All right, we are back with Judy Sway. And Judy, I want to dive into a little bit about marketing right now. So I would love to know from you, what's one of the key ways that you are getting out there, whether it's organically, free or paid, either one? We just kind of want to get some more marketing ideas.
Yeah, you know, as a writer, it's kind of like my marketing is built into what I do. So I've been doing a lot of publishing in different venues that I know my target audience is in. And I'm lucky because those are the topics that I'm passionate about. So I've been publishing a lot in different parenting websites. You know, Mind Body Green is huge if you're into health and wellness writing. So really just establishing yourself in that way. And because even if you're beginning and you're starting out and, you know, there's a lot of stuff online, don't write for free, et cetera, et cetera. If you want to build your name out there and something like Mind Body Green has hundreds of thousands of reach each day, then that's valuable to start out with, you know, to attract. I've had plenty of people from around the world email me after one of my articles have gone live. And so that's a really great opportunity. And then as you progress in your career, then you start finding other venues and outlets that resonate with you more in your professional level and your personal, you know, areas. And so I think that just getting yourself out there and writing about what you love, what you believe, you're going to attract your tribe to you because they're going to read it and it's going to resonate with them.
Right. So and I think all it takes is one person to read that, mm-hmm. that could turn into a lifelong customer.
Yeah, absolutely. And you never know. I mean, maybe they'll see it and they'll forward it along. I've had that happen too. So yeah, absolutely.
Right. And you know, it's so strange too, when you put something out there and then you think, oh, I haven't heard anything from that. And then all of a sudden a year later, somebody mentions, oh yeah, well, I first found you from this article and then I saw you again. So I came back. You never know. So it's so great to be making sure that you're putting yourself out there in those situations.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the next step that I'm going to be taking is we'll be investing in, you know, Facebook ads. I know that because Facebook has such a targeted methodology of being able to reach your specific audience, that's a great area to go to. But I also know that the Facebook algorithm can be really confusing. So hiring outside help can be very beneficial and very valuable. And then also, you know, if you're at your stage of your business where you can't do that because you don't have the resources to invest, I have friends who are experts in these fields. And so I'm doing trade with them, you know, in terms of like they're providing that expertise to me and I'm providing them with yoga and meditation classes. So get really creative as you're building your business. And then, you know, just I believe in always approaching it as how can I be of service? So everything that we read online now, if you're in the business world, the business building world, is how can I provide more value than I'm getting back? And so coming from this mindset of abundance rather than lack is really important.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And like you said, too, with those collaborations and reaching out to some of these people, because you're collaborating technically with the articles and things like that. But even in a bigger way, what else can you be doing with people that are, you know, with your target market? They're there with you. You're serving the same people and you're providing more and more value. You're going to continue to get that back more and more.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I feel like for all the moms out there, you have to be really resourceful and very creative just on a day-to-day basis about how to address, you know, being a mom. And so one of the things that we're doing, we've just moved into this enormous house in Austin. And, you know, we're going to be hosting writing groups. And it's something that I'm passionate about. It's building the tribe in real time. And then from there, who knows what could happen. But I'm doing it because it's also something that I love. And so, you know, being sure that you balance out all of the work and the things that you know you should be doing for business building with just your passions and allow that to help you thrive.
So I have to ask, when you bought the house, was it something where you walked in, you saw this space and thought, I could do this here? Or was it, okay, you have the space and now you're thinking maybe I should utilize it? So just to kind of get an idea of what you were thinking.
Yeah, well, we're actually renting because we had just, when we moved off island, we bought a camper van and we started this adventure in San Diego. Yeah, and drove everywhere. So we've driven throughout the country. And so we ended up in Austin because we realized we could see that our daughter, she's almost two now, and she really is craving, you know, other social interaction. So I looked at a lot of houses in Austin, and when we walked into this one, it was very apparent immediately that this was the house that was built for the things that we wanted to do. So my husband is a Waldorf teacher, and he wanted to create a daycare so that he could spend the time with our daughter as well as have this network of friends for her and then continue to cultivate his own career. And so our house is designed. I mean, we just had friends walk in recently who were saying, you know, I cannot believe you found this house. It's like ideal. Thing that you want.
Oh, cool.
So I think, yeah, being able to do that and then just putting it out there and asking, you know, this or something greater still. I really like that as a mantra.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, thank you for sharing that. Mm-hmm. I want to ask you a little bit more about work-life balance and kind of, you know, as a mom, how are you doing it all? What kind of systems do you have in place? Or just so we know, because we're talking to high-performing mom entrepreneurs, most of the people that are listening, and they want to know from somebody who really is doing it successfully.
it involves a lot of clear communication with my husband. And so we've gotten very creative about how we can make our lifestyle work the way that we want to. So even when we were living on island and I wanted to stay at home with our daughter, we rented out our spacious house on Airbnb. So that afforded me the opportunity to do that. And then here now we have really clear communication about, you know, these are the days that I need this time at this specific time. And then I really want to make sure that I spend time with my daughter. We only want to have one. So I want to make sure that I enjoy all of these experiences as they're unfolding. And so I make sure that that's a priority, and then we balance it out. And also the time that I get to spend with her allows me to rejuvenate and to come up with more creative ideas by stepping away from the, cause I'm the kind of person who can just work. So it's a great opportunity for me to step back. So I think clear communication with your partner, getting really creative with types of resources that you can build into your, you know, day, and then really knowing how to ask for help from the right people. So hire out help. Again, if you need to do it in trade, you need to do it in trade, but hire out help and make sure it's the right person that's going to help prepare your business forward. Take the things off of your agenda to do's that you don't need to essentially, it doesn't need your specific presence to be there for. You can delegate.
Yeah. And you know, sometimes when people talk about trading services, First, I want to make sure that people are aware this isn't just for in the beginning when you don't have the money, so you're trying to trade. I mean, I've been doing this in all of my businesses, I still continue to do it because it just makes sense. You know, if you can, you know, offer your services and somebody can do the same for you and you've got something complimentary, it just makes sense.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah. And, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, everything that we're doing is about building relationships. It's about building genuine connection. And if you don't have that connection, then, you know, there's just something that's lacking there. So one of the ways that we do that is getting out there in the world and interacting. You know, I feel like I definitely believe in serendipity and synchronicity. And when you're open to it and you show up, the right person will show up for you to help propel you forward, or who you can help in turn. So, yeah.
Great. Well, yeah, thanks for sharing that. Before we go, I just want to ask you a couple of quick questions. What do you enjoy most about being an entrepreneur?
I love the diverse experiences and the challenges that come up that compel you to grow as a person.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I always tell people I'm a problem solver. I mean, that is what I am, because there are a million problems that pop up in your day and no one's going to fix it besides you. So you've got to figure it out. So yes, very diverse. Every day is a new day. What is the most challenging part for you as an entrepreneur?
You know, I think going back to that whole idea of wanting to be in control, there's just no way that you can control the outcome of everything. And you don't know when something doesn't work out, if it's actually for the greater good of your business or for yourself or however it is for everyone involved. And so I think that leaning into that trust and that faith is a continual practice for me. It's, you know, believing in something greater than myself that has more knowing and awareness, and just knowing that if I do that, if I lean into the love and the trust, then everything's going to unfold greater than I can ever imagine. And it's already shown up that way in my life in the past, but somehow, because our brains like to remember the negative things, it's like a continual practice to move from fear into love, because pretty much those are the two choices. You can choose love or fear.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you have a go-to online tool that you are just loving right now that keeps you being that high performer?
You know, I have to say, because people can schedule sessions with me, or, you know, those 20-minute assessment sessions with me to see if we're the right fit from anywhere, then I really like using Calendly. It integrates with my Google Calendar. You know, I get an email notice, it pops up. I've also really enjoyed using Typeform. I can send out questionnaires to my clients before I work with them. I can follow up with them in that way. And the way that Typeform is created, it's such an intuitive way to fill out a form, and it feels more interactive. So it's not like you just download a Word doc and you have to fill that out. So I really like that.
I have not used it myself, but I feel like everybody is sending me those types of forms now. It's always that same brand. So I thought that's interesting. Great. Before we go, one solid piece of advice that you would give to an entrepreneur really looking to up level.
You know, I think that there's nothing more powerful than allowing yourself to show up in your full brilliance. And there are so many things. It's a continual self-growth practice, but really removing anything that you're hiding behind, or allowing yourself to have the permission to shine. I think as women and as mamas especially, we're used to putting ourselves in the background to support someone else. But by you shining, you know, in your full splendor and your full light, you're helping so many other people. And it's a really empowering experience, especially if you have children, because they'll be able to look up to you and see, you know, like, wow, my mom is brave and courageous, or this woman I admire so much because she's just herself unapologetically.
I love it. Great. Well, Judy, this has been wonderful. Where can my listeners find more about you and everything you offer?
Yeah, well, I'm excited to offer a free 3-day mini writing retreat for any woman who's looking to launch her writing career or really prepare her body, mind, and soul to get to that ability to share her story. And so that's available at my website, meditationsformamas.com. And that's meditations plural and mamas, M-A-M-A-S. Or on Instagram, you can find me at A Wilder Love, and I give daily writing prompts there and kind of share, you know, life. And I really encourage that community. And then lastly, on Facebook, as part of my group, the Modern Mama Soul Tribe.
Perfect. All right. Well, we'll put all of those links in the show notes for you guys so you can go and check it out. Judy, this has been so wonderful. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you so much. It was so much fun.
We appreciate you joining us for this episode of Business Rescue Roadmap. Be sure to visit stacytushel.com for more free content, videos, and online courses like the Get Focused Academy that helps you let go of distractions and take the action necessary to achieve your dreams. We look forward to helping you save your business and rescue your life here on the Business Rescue Roadmap.